Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When your boy Flavor Flav counts from three, you're going to go to Cane's and you're going to order hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers. 3, 2, 1. Raising Cane's. One love.
On Changes by David Bowie. 464-5685. One is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
I thought it was your turn.
You pointed to him yesterday.
Bill?
You made Bill go yesterday.
I was 100% first yesterday. Please lead us off, Steve. David Bowie.
Better Times.
Better Times.
Not 71. A better song.
Ooh. I saw Bill singing over there.
Yeah.
Bill sang.
Better Times. Song I turn off every time. Oh. I mean, it's fine. You pick a lot of good ones. I don't understand why you'd pick.
Are you
going
to disparage Better Times right now? 1971.
Just never liked the song. I like Dave Bowie too. I like Modern Love, China Girl. Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Come on.
I'm not a Bowie expert over here.
There's some Bowie songs I like. Yeah. I don't like early Bowie. That's early Bowie. Yeah. And I would give that a 1.
Oh my God. Come on.
1.75. I've never kept it on. Yeah.
A
1.75.
So a little higher than just a 1.
Yeah.
That's nice. Bowie always seemed incredibly cool. He always just seemed like the guy in the room would be like, that's David
super
Bowie.
Cool.
Just like,
I agree with that.
Just he could walk into the room and just, he was always cool.
A dude.
And never had to try to act cool. No. He just was.
Probably.
So big fan of that.
Turn that song
I
off.
Probably know one or like two or three songs, maybe. The only song that really stands out is with him and Bing Crosby, Little Drummer Boy.
Yes, which is an epic
Christmas,
song.
Which is an epic song.
It's beautiful.
Yes. It's solid, Jake. Doesn't jump out at me too much. I'm higher than Steve. I'm going to say it is a 601.
Ooh, really high.
A 601 for me. And because
it's 1971, you went with the 1.7.
I don't do numbers in the fives. I don't like the five numbers,
right.
So I couldn't go 4.
No,
so that's why I went to the.
You were
six.
Tempted, I bet.
I was tempted. I thought
never
about it.
Like if you walk into a bar and that song's playing, it's kind of like maybe we just go to another bar.
Right. Really?
Not 100% down. It's not walk up music. You never know. This is not walk up music at all. So. Solid.
And the six is there. Six what?
601.
601.
Interesting choice by you. Why?
Very, what caught you
I don't
on
know.
This?
There's not always a reason why you do a song.
I sent you a song.
I haven't done it yet. No. I have not listened to that song yet.
Remember, what's the name of this section? Jake's questionable song of the day.
Seems like it was questionable today.
So very questionable.
Yeah.
So it's not always slam dunk hit of the day.
It's true.
Yeah, it's questionable.
Sometimes
song
it is slam dunk
You
hit.
Forget that.
Because 71 was Better Times.
It was Better Times.
Hmm. You want to guess Rudy's score?
Rudy's going to not like that. 408.
4.0.
4.4. Oh, God. He says nice lyrics, but 4.4. Yes.
Nice lyrics. Hey, Rudy, you like those lyrics? Thanks. Rudy's a producer.
Could we get to 28 Bowie songs? Like we could.
For me, no way.
No chance. The answer is like 3
no
or 4. Yeah, about 3 or 4.
I think you'd be surprised. Not 28.
Ratings here before the Bill's Thrills. Guilt Nerd, 7.8. Jake and Hickman, 2.9. Eric and Hickman, a 7. Who
Bird!
7!
Ooh. That's crazy. Hi, Bird.
Lyle in Omaha, 9.
Ryan, 9 by nine, Lyle.
Yeah. Ryan in California, 8.4. Wink, 5.5.
Martindale.
Sandmaster. In KC, 7.7. Shamia, 6.5. Ellis, 6.4. Bill, 6.5. Jennifer, 7. Hubby, 6.4.
Whoa. What? Household pretty
I don't
happy.
See any ones so far.
Yeah, how
here.
About that, Steve?
You're the lowest score
how about
of anybody
that? Right
thus
in your
far.
Grill.
How about Under Pressure? That was a good song.
Ding, 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 ding.
Pops in Minnesota, 7.5.
Oh, Let's Dance.
Let's dance was good, yeah.
Good one. Yeah. Bill, Jake.
Put on your shoes and dance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jared Nord, 3.2.
China Girl was right.
We got one finally lower than Sip. Bill and Bennett, 0.5. But that's mostly, that's it.
Okay, guys, Under Pressure 1, Let's Dance 2, Rebel 3, Modern Love 4, Changes 5, China Girl 6, Fame 7. Now we're reaching. Yep. Yeah.
That wraps it. There. A little bit, a couple better.
Young Americans. 8.
Okay.
Suffragette City, 9.
Know it.
Yep. That's what, it.
What's the Ground Control, the Major Tom song? Isn't that him?
Yes.
What's that one?
I think we named that one.
What is that song, though? Is that Modern Love?
No, that might be not. Space Oddity?
You didn't say that one.
Okay.
You didn't say that 10. One.
Yeah, thank you. I can do that one.
10. You can get
okay,
to
we got
10.
To 10 Bowie songs.
Not bad.
That's
man.
Pretty good. That yeah. is pretty good. I wouldn't have guessed that. I guess 3 to 4.
Mm-hmm. Once again, your song of the day, Changes by
thank
David
you.
Bowie, 1971. It is time, without further ado, for a Tuesday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom
yes.
bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Right. Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Bill's Thrill is sponsored by Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
Remodels, they do it all. Kitchen, bathrooms, whole house remodels, additions, basement finishes, and custom new homes. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5204. Dinert Contracting.
Dinert was meeting with future customers at Zipline in Fallbrook last night. With,
no way!
With Duke.
Yeah,
with
you-
Duke.
Duke was
Duke.
At Zipline?
He's Zipline and
Collide.
Worlds Collide.
That's a good
Randy
beer.
Randy was there, yes. And they were there together like that, meeting with clients about
were
future
you there?
Projects. I was not. I was made aware of the meeting, which was interesting.
That's
made
big.
Aware of the meeting like that. And then obviously the 10% discount on all decking.
The decks, yeah.
The decks has been a very big, great promotion. Things are moving very quickly with that. Also, you want to kind of get this thing going. Randy has a lot of options, but... You really don't want people, you know, whipping into your house a lot in January. It's just not as much fun. Doors are open and stuff, and it's like minus 20 outside. This is more your time for the remodels. This is when you want to get very active
right.
with this. So
God.
Picking up like crazy.
Wow, we don't talk. You don't mention Fallbrook very often. I mean, it's pretty far from you guys' so world.
I could live in Fallbrook.
It's very nice up there.
It's very nice. Have everything you want. I'd live right in the area where I could walk right to downtown.
It's close to the interstate.
Walk to Kawasaki.
Yeah, go over to Kawasaki if you need something. Hey, looking for a dirt bike. Okay. Wait, how'd you get here? I walked over.
I
live across the street. I walked over. I'm looking for a Kawasaki 175. Do you have one available?
I don't know that they produce motorcycles.
Well, you have to go check and see.
I want to know.
Take the
can
tour.
Someone let me know, is there a motorcycle I can buy? I'm looking for a Kawasaki 175, and I'm serious about that.
Are you for your for the cabin?
For the cabin.
Why a 175?
It's the perfect size. The perfect
you can go
size.
A little bigger than
nah,
that.
Nah, maybe a 250.
We should get a tour of the Kawasaki
plane. I want to see you pulling wheelies out there.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Oh, man.
God, that'd be awesome to see you just kind of relive your youth.
I would love to be back on a bike again.
It's cool. When you see, real quick, we're going to get to Bill Thurston. When you see a dude, Jake, whipping down the street, pulling a wheelie.
Oh, I've seen it. Every time I see one, I'm just like, I stop and clap.
Oh,
I
God.
Do. I'm like, that's incredible.
It is. Those guys, I appreciate.
Wheelie guys.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Kinds. Wheelie guys are different guys.
They are.
They're incredible. Remember, and also, you don't see it on bikes. I would say daily in the summer in Pender, to the pool at that, you would see someone go by you on a wheelie. That'd be no big deal to see somebody just whipping
standard
by.
Standard procedure.
Oh, yeah. Standard procedure. And trying to hold on to it forever. Maybe try to drift a little bit, then back down.
Guys could do it for blocks.
They do it for blocks, especially downhill. Yeah. You kind of control it. But that was Jake. It'd be common to go to the pool and have someone whip by you on a wheelie.
Better times.
Oh,
God
damn. I thought maybe I can go back in time again.
What are you bothered by today? Bugaboo Tuesday.
Yeah. Things that bother me. The convenience of beer draws a tear. The convenience of beer draws a tear.
Why?
Grab a sixer of IPA if you can.
Oh.
get a 30-pack of Busch Light, whatever. I beg to bring back the keg. I beg to bring back the keg. Nobody has a clue anymore. Back in me and Steve's day, there was the pony, the 8-gallon, or the full was 16. It was such a big deal. Just grab a pony if you can. Just get a pony one. Or just get the 16 like that. The one together.
100.
Hey, get your mind together. We're getting a keg. Oh, God. That was the deal. And the vessel that it came in, Steve, with the ice in the vessel that it came in was incredible. It was incredible. Then this one also, there was about 4 to 6 people, and Steve can probably name them, the ones that knew how to tap the keg.
Yes.
That was a whole art system knows how to do anymore. No one has any idea how to tap a keg. And then you had remember the long pump with the black handle, the long one?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Then it went to the short one on top.
Yep.
A little quick pump.
I like the long one.
Yeah, that both of those to be able to get that done. Had the short pump. Hey, is the keg low? I don't know. How about this? Is it floating? Does anybody know that anymore? They don't. Because when the keg started to go low, it started to float in the ice water a little bit. Like, hey,
yep,
we're about out of this. No one has any idea of this stuff anymore.
This is gold, Jake.
Back in the day, there was knowledge. That was how beer was obtained. It was obtained through kegs. It wasn't stopping.
Parties.
Yeah. It was incredible. Jake, it was incredible. We had one at Nebraska Western my last year. We put signs up around campus that said, first day of classes are for attendance only. Don't worry about going. And that didn't go over well with the head coach, just FYI, because we had our names on it and our address of where this party was. But we went through 12. Through 12 of them like that. But, yeah, it was keg. That's what you had. It wasn't like, you guys want a cool beer out of the cooler? No.
Usually not, it was kegs.
God.
Keggers.
And then the pony keg is also never heard of. You don't see that. When's the last time you saw someone? Just grab a pony keg.
I wonder.
Say, 8 ounces.
No, you don't.
No, doesn't happen. Doesn't happen whatsoever.
This is gold.
Anymore. Who was your guy that could tap the kegs?
Steve Strubing was one. Yeah. Mike Fallison. Yeah. There was guys. There's just certain guys.
Certain guys that just did that.
Just knew what they were doing.
That's what they were doing.
They knew what they were doing.
They knew what they were doing. They had to get it on there and twist it at the same time.
Yep.
It was a big deal. Then how you poured it. So at that.
Strubes used to have parties.
Yeah.
Out of his place. But yeah. For sure. My first truck, I had a keg problem. I was hauling kegs and just a dumb 16-year-old kid. Oh, underage. I put the kegs in the front part of my pickup, slammed on the brakes, just rammed into the cab.
Yeah.
And then I had to explain to my mom and dad. I don't know. No. I don't know what happened.
There's a giant dent. Right. Jake, they came.
It caved it in.
Jake, at the time.
No idea what happened.
They came in these metal containers.
Yes.
Like that, with handles welded on them. And then on it, spray paint would be the bar that it came from. And you had to leave a deposit for the tap. That was the big deal.
You were more involved than I.
It was very involved. Yes.
You were very involved.
Very involved.
You were.
But it was just
the kegmeister.
It was the system, and everyone knew the system.
Yep, they did.
And it's all went away.
Has it gone away? That's the question.
Kegs are gone.
Well, this might give you some hope, Bill.
Okay.
We have a lot of response. Jacob on YouTube says, I know how to tap a keg still because my dad has a kegerator in the basement.
That helps.
So thank you. Jacob can still do this.
Kegerator.
Kegerator. Yes, those happen. They have
Not as prevalent. They're not.
Big B says, keggers down in the Russian bottoms were a blast back in the late 80s and early 90s. $1 a cup.
Oh, yeah. Get in
for a cup. Probably at a kegger in the Russian bottoms.
Absolutely.
Point.
But at some point in time, I'm sure. Yeah. But that was the deal.
Anything else, Jake? I was.
Better times.
Better times.
God, I wonder if we were at a kegger together in the late 80s.
I'm sure we were.
It's very
Russian bottoms.
Raging in the bottoms together.
It's very possible.
But we know we were Ben and Wishbones together at the same time.
There's no doubt in my mind.
We were in Wishbones.
Me and Bush were Wishbones.
Simultaneously. Anything else in the
chat? Jay in Norfolk says, cleaning out my dad's house, I found an old empty Hams pony keg with the original fold open box in mint condition and the styrofoam holder with the ice trap lid.
Oh my God.
Imagine that.
In mint condition.
Oh. So they had the mini keg too. Then you had the pony. The pony was the 8 ounce and everything else was 16. That was how the beer went down. And the weight of a 16-ounce keg was incredible. It had to be, 100 pounds? I mean, it was so heavy.
It caved in my cab.
It caved in your cab. Yeah. It caved in your cab, your truck.
JR says, first place I rented in Lincoln was in the Russian bottoms, and the house came with the kegerator. Expected it.
Expected it. Better times. Better times.
You're right. I never hear anybody say, we're just going to do a keg.
Probably just get a keg. What are you guys doing like that? You guys want to bring some over?
I bet you Ken's.
Should I bring a keg over?
Isn't there a place called Ken's Kegs?
Yes, yeah, there Ken's is. 48th and Holden.
But I wonder how many kegs they actually deal with.
I don't know.
I think Ken's Kegs was probably named.
People bring
in
up the party ball. Anybody know about that?
Don't bring that up.
Don't.
Okay, stop. I'm sorry. Okay.
I don't know who sent that. Don't say their name.
Okay, I won't say
Don't
that.
Say their name. Don't do it. I know what it is. I know what the party ball.
A lot of people sending it, so I have no clue what that is.
It's just a mini little keg of like two gallons of beer. It's like a little ball about
Kevin
this big.
Says, I remember one of my best friends in high school was kind of short and round, but our high school coaches called him Pony Keg. He was our biggest beer drinker back in school. They called him Pony Keg.
Can we get Pony Keg on the show? Can please find Pony
Keg?
Can we get
a picture of Pony Keg?
Get a picture of Pony Keg.
That's a beautiful nickname.
That's the name.
Right, Pony Keg.
That's the and guess what? If you saw him like today, what's up, Pony? I mean, you call him Pony Keg.
Still call him that.
The coaches called him Pony Keg.
Better times.
That's a
great nickname.
At the school, adults called the students Pony Keg. And is that better? Now it'd be, we'd have to go to some sort of counseling.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be okay.
It's not better times.
It's not better times.
Pony Keg. Pony get Keg. Over here.
And Pony Keg thought nothing of it. No. I wonder if Pony Keg went home and told his parents. They're calling me Pony Keg at school.
Okay.
Dad's like, it's okay.
Last one from Dan in South Lincoln says, shout out to Super Saver on Cornhusker. You can still rent out kegs there. They use them for diaper kegs all the time. So people are still using kegs.
Nice.
But diaper kegs. Limited.
Diaper kegs.
Very limited. Very limited.
Party ball.
Bill, the headline once again, please.
The convenience of beer draws a tear. I beg to bring back the keg.
That is Bill's Thrills Bugaboo Tuesday, sponsored by Diner Contracting.
One.
Hour two is next. Luke Gifford in studio with us.
In-house.
On Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Granger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery. So you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.